Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Who are you?
I am the mystery man, the guy who is friends with everybody and everybody loves and loves to hate.
They love you because you are a drug dealer.
As I can provide a service and, you know, a service that most of them love and indulge in and want to be discreet. They love me because of my discretion. Not today, but...
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, nice guy.
A nice guy with a problem.
A huge problem. A huge problem, and he has a very addictive personality, and it's becoming worse, as you can see.
How long have you known Lamar Odom for?
A little over 3 years.
And how did you get to know Lamar?
Through other, you know, athletic colleagues and promoters and things of that nature. He likes to party. He's a pretty nice guy, to be honest with you, but his problem seems to be becoming a bigger problem.
Your words, he likes to party. What do you mean by that?
Drugs. He likes to use and abuse, you know, illegal substances. In my experience, he literally likes cocaine. He's a cocaine guy. He likes to smoke it.
Have you ever eyewitnessed Lamar Odom smoking cocaine?
I would say yes. He was in New York. I really, for other reasons, I don't really want to give the specific location of the place because, you know, just sounds weird that I want to keep a level of discretion at this point, but yeah, he was in New York. I mean, he comes to New York a lot.
So Lamar Odom was in New York in February of 2013. And he rang you? He acquired drugs from you?
Yeah.
And you saw him smoking cocaine?
Yeah.
Is that the only time that you've seen Lamar Odom?
I've seen him high and know he used it before.
How many times have you seen him high?
Maybe 10 that I can safely say I know he was high.
In those instances, had you supplied drugs to him over those 10
Absolutely.
Instances?
Absolutely.
Always cocaine or anything else?
Only thing I know he does. I don't know anything about this, the whole new developments about him using pills. I don't know anything about that, but the cocaine he fancies.
Sources have told us that his preferred method of using cocaine is to smoke it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The free base.
He doesn't snort it. He likes to smoke it.
I would say I've heard him snort before and heard him speak of snorting, but in all reality, I know for a fact that he smokes it. Not so much in the crack form that, to my knowledge, but he freebases the coke. He smokes the cocaine. Absolutely.
How much money would Lamar Odom have spent with you?
Roughly, more than 50 grand.
$50,000 in cocaine?
Absolutely. Over the time I've known him and roughly.
And you're only based in New York City, so he's only spent $50,000 to acquire drugs when he's in New York City.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, I don't know who else he deals with. I would imagine it could be more, but as far as I'm concerned, as far as me knowing and giving you my accurate truth.
How much would he spend on any given binge?
Back in February, he spent about 16 grand.
In one sitting?
More or less, yeah.
Does that make him one of the more better clients for you? One of the more richer clients to spend that much in one binge?
Sorry to say. No.
Really?
I have clients that come and spend upwards of 100 grand in one sitting. Over a weekend, they'll spend $100,000 and call in 3 days and want more.
What does $16,000 get you in cocaine?
It gets you pretty fucked up. In terms of marketing purposes, I mean, quantity-wise, it was you know, a little bit under a half a kilo.
A half a kilo.
But it's not coming like in a form that I would give it to another dealer. You know what I'm saying? It's coming more broken down. So it's like, okay, I want to spend $3,000-$4,000, and I'll call you back. Hey, I got another $4,000 for you. Hey, I have five. And it's more like that.